So today I wrote that the losing side of the Civil War never conceded. And I think the evidence is all around us. The complete imbalance, actions speak louder than words. Nobody will say that they want slavery to come back, very few people. But that doesn't mean that the things that they do, their actions and their opinions about things, relatively speaking, and their appreciation for the differences between being white and a person of color in the United States, those things all add up to the same thing, is that they don't feel, well, they feel there's a difference between white European Christian Americans. Those are Americans. That's what an American is. A real American is like that. They have a lot of positive images about what it means to be one of those things. You may be educated, but you don't. That doesn't get in the way of your friendships and your family. It's this ideal that is just, of course, never realized, but it's still the ideal. And that there are people that obviously don't meet the ideal. If you're not white, for example, nothing you can do about it. You can be the nicest person of color and they'll say all kinds of great things about you, but you can't be you can't be a real American. You're not really an American because we know what a real American is. How did that guy, the cop, Chauvin, tell me what was going through that man's head while he was killing George Floyd? How does a person get to that place in that situation with so much time to contemplate what they're doing and it's so visible? Could you imagine something like that happening if the races were reversed? All of the voting laws that are passing now, I mean, there's a very easy way to see how ridiculous these things are by just changing the races. Suppose there was an African-American president, which, of course, there was, sort of when everything sort of came to a head. Suppose he had decided that white people, something about white people, like, I don't know what, something that was about white people without saying that it was about white people would disqualify them from being able to vote or make it much more difficult for them to vote. I can't think of anything right now that would do that, but I bet they're out there. I bet there are things that a black president could do. But could you ever imagine that happening? It's like, on the other hand, we're seeing it happen again. It happened before. It happened in Reconstruction, after Reconstruction. It happened, it happened from the moment black people could vote. They never accepted the legitimacy of black people voting. And yet they were forced to accept that, but they never really, they never accepted it. Because they're not like real Americans. And this isn't a new idea. It's not. It's as old as America itself. And America was formed, and it's, you know what, the thing about it is, it's not even America alone that created this situation. Because, well, there was a lot of this going on in Europe too. They had colonies in Africa. And that's where the slaves came from, and they profited from the slave trade. It's not, the North is not out of, they're part of this. I was shocked to find out, believe me, as an adult, very recently, within the last, 10, 15 years, I learned that No, slaves were delivered to New York and then transported to the South. New York was the main harbor of the United States, and when goods were shipped to the United States, they very often went through New York, and then from New York went to wherever else they were going. That included slaves. There were lots of rules about what slaves could and couldn't do in non-slave states. It was a sin that couldn't help but permeate the fabric of the European culture wherever it existed. It had an effect, a profound effect. Slavery was condoned, and slavery was part of the system. And it still is part of the system. It has never been reconciled. It's a fact. It's what's underneath everything. It's even hard to say that somebody is pro-slavery or against slavery, because nobody is going to admit to being pro-slavery. A very small number of people will probably admit to being pro-slavery, very small. But the actions that they condone are extensions of slavery. The only reason a black person has less of a right to vote than a white person is because of slavery. That's how that happened. I mean, it was supposed to end after the Civil War. There are constitutional amendments that say it ended. And then the country went on and didn't get rid of it. And it's still there. And I don't know that we can ever get beyond it, actually. I mean, you have to live with certain things about yourself that you can't change. There are. Everybody has, you have to admit, there are things about yourself you can't change. You just can't. You can't change your age. If you have a terrible disease, you can't change that. You can't change who your parents were. You can't change what they taught you as a child. Very frustrating, but you can't. They made you. The things that you accept as givens, you're not even aware that you accept them as givens. It's just how it is. The thing that we all have the power to do, though, is to choose not to act on those things. You can't change certain things about yourself, but you can choose not to act on those things. So, you may have been raised to believe that blacks are inferior to whites. And you can present that to yourself, contradictions to that, to yourself, forever. And it probably won't change the basic belief. But you can watch yourself and see yourself acting on that belief, and you can say, no, I choose not to act on that belief. I reject the belief, I understand that I have it, I can't get rid of it, but I will not act on it. In fact, maybe overcompensate. You can choose to overcompensate too. You not only don't have to act on it, but you can act opposite it. You can do things to help balance things. Put back something that is taken away from by that belief that you was given to you. It's very, very, very strong. It's why we still have slavery in the United States, because we never actually forced the question. We never made the South accept their defeat. I'm not sure how we could have made them do that, by the way. They never chose to accept it. And then, you know, people in my situation, my family emigrated to the United States in the 1940s, both sides, father and mother. And so you could incorrectly, I have to say, argue or believe that none of the slavery stuff, that's not something I need to concern myself with because my family wasn't here when that was happening. We had our own problems. And nobody's offering to help us with those problems. That's true. But there's a big difference. We chose to live in the United States. And these are problems of the United States. And this is where we live. So the place where we live has this problem. Therefore, since we live here, it's our problem. We chose that problem. You know, you get married to somebody, you take, they say, for better or worse, right? Knowing it's not all going to be wonderful, right? Well, the same, they should put that into the oath of, that citizens take. I pledge allegiance to the United States for better or worse. Maybe a fucked up country, but I own all of it. I own its fucked upness. I don't own any other individual's fucked upness, but the country itself is fucked. And by being part of this country, I take my share of responsibility for that, along with the rights and privileges that come with that, like voting in the United States. Well, when we will know that we got there, when people may not be happy that there's a redneck in the White House, white trash in the White House, a fucked up egomaniac narcissist is a problem. Doesn't matter what race they are, what religion they have, where their parents came from, that's just bad. And even if in our hearts we don't believe it, we act as if it were true. And when we do that, and we have to be very conspicuous in the attitudes we pass on to future generations. That is the most important thing, because otherwise, if we just keep passing along what was given to us without any, there you have a choice too. You can create new people that don't have these preconceptions, or they don't have them as much. I'm of the school that says you can't prevent yourself from passing along that which was given to you, but you can temper it, and you can present an alternative point of view. You can make it clear that this isn't the way it has to be. It just is the way it is right now. It's unfortunately not going to be something that is going to change. I think everybody must know this. It's not going to change next week or next year. But what we can do is we can all see that it is there. That's the first step, is to stop arguing about whether it's there. It's there. This country was born with slavery. It has never renounced it in anything other than a legal way. And that's not enough. We did a lot of that. That was what the 1965 Voting Rights Act was about. It was about to say, yeah, we know we're fucked up. We know we fucked up, and we know we are fucked up. And therefore, we need to choose not to do fucked up things, certain fucked up things. And the slave owners managed to get 6 people on the Supreme Court, and they're going to do everything they can to undo that. They already are doing everything they can to undo that. They are saying very clearly, we want to go back to slavery. The Civil War, we didn't lose it. We did not lose the Civil War. We won the Civil War, and we're just going back to the way things are supposed to be. Black people do not vote. Sorry, you're allowed to make laws that make it difficult or impossible for black people to vote, and that's okay. That's fine. What do you do about that? Well, you get really fucking busy and you go pass laws that do the opposite, that make that we get a new Voting Rights Act, we do it right now. This is a fucking civil. You see, that's the big picture, is that this is a civil war. This is the civil war. It never was conceded. It never was conceded that the South lost the Civil War. And we're still fighting it. And it's erupting. It's erupting. That's it. That's all you need to know. People say, oh, well, there's a possibility of a civil war. I think you're like way behind. You're on chapter 3 and we're on chapter 8. Chapter 3 was a long time ago. Chapter 8 was, well, we went from chapter 7 to chapter 8 when a bunch of white trash invaded the U.S. Capitol, and almost only through sheer incompetence, is my conclusion, did they not assassinate Congress. Oh, can you imagine? I mean, they got inside with weapons. They could have. There were far more of them than there were of Congress people. There's only 435 of them. I think that's the right number. No, that's the 535. 537, actually, is the number. It's the number of electoral votes, which is conveniently the number of people in Congress. People, we're already in the fucking war. It's not okay to be temperate about this. One has to act in a warlike fashion. Respond to war. We have all the power right now. We need to use it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.